You may have seen the idea of going green influencing many aspects of modern life, from food production to energy generation and, of course, finance as well. Now, almost everyone from big businesses to everyday people could stand to benefit from green finance. For instance, when a country practices this concept, eco-conscious foreign investors will take more interest in doing business with it, and such moves could benefit its economy in the long term.
Yeah, so let's get more examples. As the National University of Singapore, or NUS, has officially launched the Sustainable and Green Finance Institute today. We want to speak to Professor Sumit Agarwal, the Institute's Managing Director and Professor of Finance, Economics and Real Estate at NUS. Prof, welcome back to the show. You know, what is the Institute doing to drive these green finance education and research efforts?
Thank you for having me. I mean, clearly there is a huge need for green finance professionals around the world, and especially in Asia. And because institutions like corporates and even financial institutions don't have them, so we thought, let's start a master's program at this institute we set up, SG Fin. And we have this first batch of our master's program that will be graduating this year. And the master's program is geared towards green and sustainable finance. And the point is that the entire curriculum was designed ground up, not just borrowed or tweaked from other programs, to make them truly see the value of finance and sustainability and make them pretty much the frontline workers on tackling green finance issues in Asia.
Okay, so more on that because we want to know what is behind the need to conduct this sort of research and build an institute just for that, particularly here in Asia.
I mean, Singapore is taking a leadership role on sustainability in Asia. Singapore is taking a leadership role in actually thinking about carbon pricing and saying, look, carbon pricing of $4 is just too low. We need to move it to $80 in the next 10 years. So taking that leadership role means that you have to do research, you have to do education, you have to do industry outreach. And so for that, you need institutes that are sitting at academic institutions so academics can devote their time, one, to push research agenda on this dimension, two, provide education and create an ecosystem where students from all over the world can come and take a study in the master's program, like in our program. We had many Singaporean students, but also students coming from India, Indonesia, Philippines, China, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, Prof. You know, can you also tell us what is the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS's, role in supporting the Institute's operation? I get that it's finance-related. So what kind of role will they be playing?
Essentially, they are giving us the funding for the Institute. So the funding is jointly provided by MAS and NUS. And the MAS is doing this because they are trying to push this ecosystem again on measurement of sustainability. Right now, if you look at corporate sustainability programs or measurements, they are all over the map. And they use whatever tool they want to that is best suited for them or best applicable to them in making sure that they look more green. Most of those measurements are not transparent. We don't understand how they were constructed, what data was used. So that one of the pillars of the SG Fin Institute that we set up at NUS is to do a proper data collection and data measurement of their sustainability impact, like ESG measurements. This will allow, so MAS is interested, SGX is interested on this. So MAS said, let's give you funding to kind of do this exercise, do it, make it public good, so that we will distribute this for free for all companies in Singapore and around Asia to start with, so that investors, bankers who are providing financing to these corporates can then assess, is this company green? Or investors can say, are you green? Should I invest in your company?
What about all of this trickling down eventually to the person on the street, the layperson, right, Professor? What will sustainable and green finance do to benefit the everyday Singaporean and also their financial management?
Yes. So, I mean, at the individual level, there are many ways. First, there will be many, many, many green jobs being created. I mean, right now, people talk about, like, there's $3 trillion on the table in this green industry. converting brown industry to green. And so this means there will be jobs and there will be upskilling, reskilling of consumers. That's one side of how I think about the consumers' activity in this. The other side is we cannot solve the sustainability problem from top down. We have to also solve it from bottom up, which means consumers have to take responsibility and think about what is their green impact. How are they actually, through their food habits, through their transportation habits, and actually through their utilities? Am I consuming too much electricity and air conditioning? So that's another facet of how consumers should play a role in this green economy, because unless they change their behavior and habits, we cannot expect corporates to change. And if they walk with their feet by saying, I will not consume products that are brown, then companies will change.
Okay. And just very quickly before we let you go, Prof, what do businesses here and around the region stand to gain from the Institute's sustainability and impact management measurement and assessment framework?
Okay, yeah. So corporates will gain a lot because then we will create a unified, transparent product, which will be a measurement tool for companies within Singapore and in Asia to see, okay, I can compare myself to other companies in a very transparent way as opposed to having different measurement tools that suit me. Now we have a uniform tool that we can assess. The investment community, so investors can say, okay, I understand this. This tool is there, and I know how it was constructed as opposed to being a black box. The bankers obviously will benefit because the bankers can determine, should I give credit to this company and at what price? And even consumers, because these days consumers demand to know, am I buying products from a company that is green or brown or in the middle? And this tool will also help consumers get educated on that.
That's what we wanted to ask you. Greenwashing, Professor, when a company appears more environmentally friendly or more ecological than they say they are. So this will definitely be factored quite heavily within the curriculum.
Yes. So not only the curriculum, even our measurement tool will try to address this greenwashing issue. And obviously in our educational part where we are teaching the master's classes, we pay a lot of emphasis to our students to understand, look, anytime a company says they are green or they pretend to be green, don't take it at face value. You need to understand their sustainability reports very carefully and say, if they are spending $2 to being green, are they spending $4 to polluting? So hence, greenwashing, you should catch it and make sure it's not happening.
Yes, that's very key. Thank you, Professor, as always, for being with us. Professor Sumit Agarwal, Managing Director of the Sustainable and Green Finance Institute, brand new. He's also Professor of Finance, Economics and Real Estate at NUS.